How good was it?
How big was it, kind of in the progress and the development?
It was excellent. I mean, it's what we needed. You know, we have confidence that we're capable of doing just that with our group. And, you know, he was able to lead us down there and get a big time finish. And it was great to see.
Jack, you often hear the phrase, learning how to finish. You need to learn how to finish. You've had a couple fourth quarter games where you have. There's been a couple fourth quarter games where you haven't. Where are you guys at in that progress? Are you there yet, or is it still a learning phase for you guys in terms of how to finish?
I think you're constantly learning. For sure, there's, as we come out of the film room, you know, there are a lot of opportunities to be better. Certainly a lot of examples where we can learn a great deal. But, you know, it's great for your football team when you have a quarterback capable and, you know, a line that gives you protection, receivers to get open, a quarterback that gets the ball to them. It's great to be able to, you know, pull a game out like that.
How much confidence does it give Derek when he has guys on the outside who are going to make plays for him? Amari goes up and takes the ball away from two defenders. Seth makes a great move, breaks a tackle, and scores. How big is that for Carr?
Well, he thanks me all the time. You know. And we kind of say it jokingly, but he really does. I mean, he'll say, hey, thanks again, Coach, for, you know, getting those guys, bringing those weapons in here. So it's a good group. They're working hard. Obviously, we came up big yesterday.
Important for Amari to have a game like that after a rough couple of weeks. I mean, there was kind of a lot of focus on him with some drops and that kind of thing. And I know he seems like the kind of player that would take any criticism kind of to heart. So, important for him to have a good game.
Well, I think he's going to have a lot of good games, you know, and so certainly, you know, for us, you know, we clearly went into that game saying we're going to make sure from a coaching standpoint we get him more involved, got him involved right away, and, you know, provided opportunities for him to do his thing. I thought he did a great job with those opportunities. So he's a good football player, and, you know, he's going to have a lot of really good days like that.
Jack, what was the problem getting the running game going in this game? You averaged 2.8 or something like that. They had even worse, of course. But just wondering, you know, how much and how important is it to get it going for the Chiefs game?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we want to be as efficient and productive as possible, you know, in all phases of what we do offensively. And We weren't as efficient running the ball as we'd like to be. Certainly, you know, we go into games saying, look, we'd like to throw it well. We'd like to run it well. We'd like to be really productive, score a lot of points. And, you know, we threw it pretty well yesterday. We didn't run it as well as we'd like. And the Chiefs are a very, you know, difficult challenge getting ready for their game, our game with them this week. We'll turn our attention to that as soon as we're done here, but we know that they've got, you know, really good defense and a big challenge in front of us.
And it sounds like the attempts to run purpose. I mean, they're a good pass rushing team. You ran it out of 30 times. They had to honor it, you know. And in that sense, did it do something?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we were able to convert. We did convert third downs yesterday. We were able to have more opportunities to run the ball. You know, we did. I think in each half we had 14 rush attempts or close to it. And so, yeah, I mean, you go into a game against a team that's sacked the quarterback over 30 times, it probably makes sense to have a little run game involved there. We just didn't run it as well as we feel like we're capable of. And so we've got some things to clean up. You know, usually when you don't run it as well, it usually comes down to, you know, the timing on a couple combination blocks and whether you're hitting the hole just right or whether we're finishing downfield with receivers and all the things that you're praising when it goes well, you know, just weren't quite as good as we feel like we're capable of doing it. And we've got to go back and refine that.
How much did not having Hudson affect that?
You know, possibly on a call here or there, just the clarity of it, the confidence of it. I think for the most part, Tony's done a pretty good job filling in. I mean, Rodney's a Pro Bowl player, you know, in my opinion, Pro Bowl level player. So when you're missing him, yeah, you're missing one of your better players, but we feel like we've got a good group.
Can you talk about Khalil Mack and the game that he had? Is he, you know, he's had some injuries before and that probably were nagging more than anything else. Is he totally healthy now? Is that the reason he has such a great game?
I just think he just played really well. You know, I think he's a really good football player. Plays extremely hard. You know, he was really a positive factor for us yesterday. I mean, whether it was disrupting the run, tackles in the backfield, stacking blocks, or disrupting or sacking the quarterback, I thought he was really he was on top of his game yesterday.
Has he stepped up his game since Aldrin got suspended? I mean, the last two games seem like he's been a lot. He's been really disruptive.
I think Jethro Franklin has done a great job with the group of really not spending a lot of time worrying about what you don't have or what isn't there, and more just, hey, what we need to get done to be good as a group together. And they're working hard in practice. I think they're practicing really well together. And you know, Mario stepped up. He's really started to play well. And Khalil and some of the other guys, you know, Danico played really well yesterday. I mean, he was forceful in his D-line play. He was also forceful on blocking that field goal or that PAT and almost returned it, you know, for two. It looked like it was going to go for two. So, yeah, that group's working hard. They're really working hard.
That personal foul on Khalil was pretty – not the kind of thing we've associated with him since he's been here.
Yeah.
Was that something that you talked to him about? Or?
I actually watched the film again today and went right by it, so it didn't really stand out to me. In fact, I asked the staff about it. I said, again, tell me about that play. What play was that again? Because I just went right through it. And so it wasn't something that just jumped out as like a really, really wow, how did he do that? And kind of the same thing with Dan. I mean, two big guys bump bellies is what I saw. Typically, that's not something that's considered a unnecessary roughness or unsportsmanlike. So we'll continue to work hard with our guys to help them understand what they can and can't do and what they should and shouldn't do. But I thought the effort was outstanding.
What was the key for your defense on third down, 3-12? That's a pretty
good... What was the key?
Yeah, for you guys being successful defensively.
Well, I think we had some passes defensed and some pressure on the quarterback. And I think when they go hand in hand, pass defense, you know, looks pretty good.
Is Rodney week to week? Could he play against Kansas City?
Yeah, he's day to day at this point. Yeah, so yeah, we'll see how the week goes, and if we can get him back in practicing, then we'll be ready to go. Neron Ball is still a question mark, yeah.
Jack, at 5-6, five games left, you're still on the outside looking in terms of the playoffs. Do you look at it that you have to run the table to get in, or and if you do, you express that to the team, or is it just you're not even there yet in terms of?
Well, nothing's really changed. I think you can take a look at the stats and see where you are and what the likelihood of what you need to do, and all you can talk about all those things, but you're talking about running the table, or you're talking about those kinds of things. It's pretty hard to do anything more than one day at a time and one game at a time. So we're going to look to be 1-0 this week, and then worry about next week. So for right now, let's be 1-0 this week. We got to find a way. We were 1-0 last week. We've got a division opponent coming in here that has done a great job after a really tough start and put themselves back in the mix, and so we're getting ourselves ready for that opportunity to go 1-0 this week.
How surprised are you that how well Kansas City's playing? I mean, the world expected them to cave in when Jamal went down. It's been just the opposite.
Yeah. No, we're getting into that right now, studying them and getting to know them. You know, obviously, they've had a nice stretch over the last 5 weeks.
Jack, how close were you to giving C. Seabass's shot at the 65-yarder.
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, end of a half, end of a game situation. If we had to have it, maybe you take a shot there, but just really didn't feel like, especially in those conditions. I mean, I think he's probably got enough leg in those conditions. I think that would be asking an awful lot, and then you know, the risk. So we talked about it, and just decided that wasn't the way to go.
Jack, your team has grown from the beginning of the season, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us is just to keep growing, you know. It's really not time to stand back and be impressed about anything as much as it's time to recognize, some of the things that have been good, but most importantly, some of the things that need to be better going forward. And just keep working at it.
What are some of the things that have improved? Can you be specific?
Yeah, I can be, but I
What?
I mean, but I'd prefer to move on to next and talk about what we need to do better.
What, name one thing you need to do better?
I'd say run the ball better. Got to be more consistently running the ball, consistent running the ball. And I think, defensively, really avoiding having those lapses where you allow somebody to go down the field and score. I feel like we got a good performance out of Jeremy yesterday, the exception of the ball that got away from him there. He gave our punt return unit a lift. I thought he was decisive. I thought he handled himself like a professional returner back there, just alerting the unit to get away from the ball, taking the ball and getting vertical right now. So now we're going to give him an opportunity to continue. Yeah, I'm really pretty much set on talking about the Chiefs and this week in front of us. We'll worry about things beyond that after this week, but certainly a great opportunity against a good football team. It's a divisional game, and it's here at home, and it's an important game for us, and it's next.
Did really well against a mobile quarterback last week, Marcus Mariota. Alex Smith, very athletic quarterback for the Chiefs. He's been known to take off and run. Any lessons learned from this past week? Any good techniques that you can apply moving forward?
Well, similar in that you've got a guy that has the ability to move it with his legs as well as his arm. So seems like there are more and more of those guys in the league nowadays. We'll prepare for, the different things that Alex brings. And the Chiefs' offense and their team is as a whole, has been really, really good the last 5 weeks.
As Mularkey told the press at his press conference today that he thought the NFL has told him that the call on Cooper was poorly officiated. I assume you think differently.
Yeah, I mean we get feedback, and that's typically stuff that we try to keep in house out of respect for the guys and the job they do. There are a lot of opportunities in the game for different calls to go different ways, and I'm just not going to get into that.
How often do the officials tell you afterwards or like a day later that they threw a call?
We get feedback every week on things that went well and the things that didn't go well, and my whole thing is just to use it as a teaching opportunity for our guys, for our players and our coaches. And I don't spend a lot of time sitting up here, as you all know, talking about it with you all. It's meant to be private information that we get back from the league, from the officials, so that we can better prepare our football team, and that's what I use it for. I think you get into once December gets here, you get into teams that are making their run, and then you also get into some teams that are looking for things to play for. And so it can take on a different feel depending on where you are. But, you know, for us, everything that we'd like to accomplish, for the most part, is in front of us. So a lot of football left, you know, five big games left. An opportunity to play our best football down the stretch is in front of us. And we're going to need to because we have a heck of a challenge in front of us, starting with the Chiefs this week. I think USC hired a coach today. Yeah, so I'm wishing them the best. You know, I'm a former Trojan inducted into the Hall of Fame this past spring. Very happy for the program that they have, the guy that they believe can lead them going forward, and wish them nothing but the best. Am I going to be at Levi's on Saturday? Oh, for the championship game? No, I won't. I won't be. Yeah, we've got our own work to take care of.
Thank you.
Yep.